What if? What if seems to be the topic du jour today, the sports gods, and woulda, shoulda, coulda, and what could have been, and what if? What if the shot didn't go down? What if it didn't hit the rim three times and bounce in? What if it went to overtime? What if the Sixers then beat the Milwaukee Bucks? What if then? Right? And it's fun to play these games of what if, because you could do it with pretty much every team. What if this happened? What if that didn't happen? And it always goes with, like, your team winning a championship. It's never like, yeah, what if, what if the Boston Red Sox had won instead of the Tampa Bay Rays? Oh, they would have smoked the Phillies. It's never like that. It's always, hey, what if, and then it leads to a championship. But this what if has some merit behind it. It has some legitimacy. Because I, like many Sixers fans, watched that game against Toronto. And I went, well, I guess that's payback for Chicago. I guess that's payback for double doink. Hey, we had a good run. Let's see what happens. Now, truth be told, never once expected Toronto to win the championship. Just didn't. All right, I'm being honest with you. I thought the Golden State Warriors were destined to win yet another chip. And you know what happened? Father Time caught up to him. Because Father Time is undefeated. Now, don't misconstrue what I'm saying. I'm not sitting here saying they're old, they're decrepit, they're never going to be there again. But what I am saying is, when you go to championship after championship after championship, and you go to, what is it, 4 or 5 straight, you're literally adding an extra season onto your shelf life. Just in playoff games, you're adding so much onto your body that eventually it's going to take its toll. You're going to start to break down. You saw that with this team. You saw it when Kevin Durant went down. And more importantly, you saw it with Klay, who's been there the entire run. So Klay's now got a torn ACL. Kevin Durant's got an Achilles injury. Boogie Cousins is a free agent. Draymond's a free agent next year. It looks like the dynasty is over. Now, with that said, it wouldn't shock really anybody if all of a sudden the Golden State Warriors come out next season and next thing, yeah, hey, they win the West. I don't think that would shock anybody. But it seems like, for all intents and purposes, the dynasty is done. The window is wide open. And the Sixers are very much trying to get through that window. Because if we've learned anything by being Philadelphia sports fans, is that that window to win a championship, it's not wide open forever. There's a select amount of years, and then all of a sudden, it shuts quickly. You saw it with the Phillies, right? The Phillies had, what, 5 years? 4 or 5 years, the window was open. They got one championship. I'm thrilled about it, okay, because I finally saw one. I know a lot of fans are like, they should have won more. I get that. Hey, you still got one championship. Be happy with that. The Eagles, back in like the mid-2000s, what was that, 4 or 5 years run? Usually it's like 4 to 5 years. And then all of a sudden, the cream rises to the top, and you get new teams and new athletes and new super teams. And next thing you know, you guys are old news. The window is shut. So here's the question tonight. What if this Sixer team never wins a championship? That's my big what if. What if we look back in 15 years and say we got 10 amazing years of basketball that never yielded the Larry O'Brien Trophy? I asked this question a year ago, and my take is, look, we play to win championships. We suffered through the process to win a championship. 4 bad years of basketball. 4 years of guys like Adonis Thomas. 4 years of Hollis Thompson. Hollis Thompson was an NBA vet for 4 years, folks, because of the process. Henry Sims at one point was starting games for this squad. Ish Smith was their best player. 4 years of that. And if that results in 0 championships, it was a failure. Now, I said this about a year ago, and I couldn't believe the reaction I was getting. Because what I was getting was a lot of fans were saying, it's not a failure. No, the process wasn't a failure if you don't win a championship. And I swore I woke up in the city of Philadelphia. I thought I did. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe we got soft because we won a Super Bowl. But I swore we were in the business of winning championships. I thought that was the end goal. You know, and all I hear about from adults nowadays is, You know what's wrong with this generation? You know what's wrong with millennials? It's all the participation trophy. And yet, I bring this up a year ago, and all I'm getting is people that are saying, I'm cool with a participation trophy. If I get 10 years of good basketball, hey, that's good. That's good enough for me. Championship is nice. That's good enough for me. And I'm sitting here going, no. Uh-uh. I didn't suffer through 4 years with Furkan Aldemir to result in not getting a parade. The window is wide open right now. The Sixers could bust through that window. They were a miracle shot away from getting to Milwaukee, and then who knows what happens. Now, it's worth noting, you know, Milwaukee was up 2-0 in the series, and then they blew it. I truly believe that the Sixers would have beaten Milwaukee, then to go on to Golden State, who knows. But still, the window is wide open. If they don't take advantage of this window and win a championship, and we look back in 10 years, folks, that is a failure. The idea is not a failure. The idea of the process was not a failure, okay? To circumvent the system and find that loophole to go out and lose on purpose, that is genius. That is something that I think I truly believe a lot of fans out there had been saying for years. It was like a barroom conversation. Hey, bro, why don't teams just lose on purpose? You know, then you get the good players and then you end up winning. Yeah, you can't do that, man. You can't ask teams to lose on purpose. Well, you can't. You know what you can do? You can trade all your good players and sign stiffs. And that's what they did. And this organization and this town and this fan base was okay with that because we understood it. For the most part, there were some detractors. There still are. I understand that. But I'd say probably, 80% of the fan base was down with the process. You know, TTP, trust the process. But we were down with the process because we saw a light at the end of the tunnel. And that light wasn't being the sixth seed and losing in the first round. That light was having a parade down Broad Street. If this process ends without that, that is the definition of a failure. So that's my big what if. It isn't so much what if the shot didn't go in from Kawhi. No. I'm thinking towards the future with what if this team doesn't win it all. I think we saw against Boston their first go around that two superstars are not going to get it done. Now, Dean Lynam just brought up a great point when I was on with her that, hey, well, Kawhi is really one superstar and he got it done. Very, very true. But for the most part, I would say, You kind of need more than one. You have one in Joel Embiid. You have a budding one in Ben Simmons. And then you have a bunch of free agents who could really, really help, but you need to keep them. Now, I think that Jimmy Butler is a lock to come back. Tobias Harris, not so sure. And J.J. Redick, and everyone keeps bringing up the pay cut with J.J. I look at J.J. Redick and I go, okay, you're going to have to take a pay cut to come back. But when you actually look at the 3 years that you were here, $24 million, $12 million, $10 million. That's a pretty good stretch for a 3-year deal if you look at it like that. And I think that's the way they need to pitch it. If this organization ends up re-signing all these guys, or at the very least re-signing Jimmy Butler, allocating the money somewhere else, you need to win a championship. It's championship or bust. Yes, those are lofty expectations. We're putting the same expectations on the Eagles right now. There's no difference in my opinion, in my mind. It's the same scenario. You look at this Eagles team and you go, okay, loaded with talent, you need to win a championship. Need to. I want more than one. I got my taste. I want it again. And I think there's a lot of Eagles fans out there that go, all right, it's Super Bowl or bust with this squad. They're coming back. They're revitalized. They're ready to go. No different to me with the Sixers team. It all starts with free agency, but at the end of the day, this process was about one thing, and that is a chip, a trophy, something to put in a trophy case. We haven't had one of those in a long, 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 long time. I couldn't myself help but sit there and watch last night and think what could have been. But I fear that in 10 years' time, I'm sitting there with my kid going, oh, man, we did this thing, and it was a great idea. But it didn't lead to a championship. And we had a good run. You know, we had some good times, but yeah, it didn't lead to a championship. And that's all we care about in the city. Or maybe I'm wrong. 610-632-0975. Maybe I'm wrong that it's not all about championships. Maybe I've completely gone off the deep end. Maybe I've, you know, I've had this entire city figured out incorrectly the entire time. But I swore that this city, for the most part, was championship or bust for a lot of our teams. Now, the expectations with some of our teams are different than others, obviously. I don't think it's Stanley Cup or bust for the Flyers, necessarily. But you see an organization and a fan base in the Flyers that's very hungry to win again. Very hungry. Starved for a championship. So much so, they signed a goalie to a 13-year deal that they didn't need.
I only remember because I drink.
Well, and that's the thing. When you're watching, you know, Michael Neuwirth and you're being sold that he's your number one goalie, you're going to want to drink. And that's what this organization did for years. You know, they would just sell you Brian Elliott as your number one goalie, and you're sitting there, and you would convince yourself. You're like, yeah, yeah, he is. Yeah. No, no. Hey, him and Noivy, they can get it done. No, they can't. Stop. Like, you're lying to yourself. And you know what happened? You ended up drinking Molson Canadian at the end of the night to make you forget. That's one organization. We have two organizations, really three, if you count the Phillies, that should be championship or bust. And I got to look at the Sixers as the pressing one, because the Eagles already had theirs, right? Like, they already won the Super Bowl, and it might be disappointing if you look back at their run in 10 years and go, oh, they only got one, which I love when fans say that with the Phillies. You only got one. You had 25 years of nothing, like literally no championships. You got one and you're like, oh, damn, yeah, it was a failure because we only got one. Stop. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Like, we're not Boston, who has like a trophy case just full of championships. One is good for me. The Eagles got theirs. Now it's time for the Sixers to get theirs. And if there's one thing that Elton Brand has shown me, it's a propensity to see the window open and attack. And I truly believe that he is going to do everything in his power to do that. I didn't have that faith in Brian Colangelo. Brian Colangelo seemed to hit every wrong button in like amazing fashion. Not even in the draft, but like just free agent, you name it. It was a disaster. Elton Brand seems to be the exact opposite. Maybe it's because he was a player, you know, turned executive. Maybe it's because he knows what it's like to be on one end and, you know, now he's on the other. But he showed you something last year that was very, very reassuring if you're a Sixers fan, which is, hey, we got one superstar in November. We're going after another guy in February at the deadline. And by the way, we want to keep those guys. Why did he make those moves? He didn't make those moves to lose in the second round. He didn't make those moves to lose in the third round. He didn't make those moves to lose. He made those moves to win a championship. And he took those assets that Sam Hinkie, and to his credit, you know, Brett Brown had acquired with the Miami Heat's unprotected pick. He took all those assets. He used them to basically go all in, pot committed, for last year. Because that's what you do when you have two guys that are impending free agents. You go all in. Now, you want to re-sign those guys. And why do you want to re-sign them? Because you want to win a championship. 610-632-0975. What if this Sixers squad never wins at all? Are you content? Are you okay with that? And by the way, keep in mind, with this hypothetical that I'm throwing out, the hypothetical is, you're going to get 10 years of really competitive basketball. You're going to get 10 years of you're close. And you might make the Eastern Conference Finals. And you might even make the NBA Finals. But you're never going to get a championship. Think about the Eagles' run in the mid-2000s. You look back on that and you go, we had a nice little run there. That was fun. That was fun football. Because every year was the year. Now, it's way more fun now because they won a Super Bowl than it was 3 years ago. 3 years ago, you look at that run, it's just missed opportunity, missed opportunity, missed opportunity, and then, you know, interception thrown up in the huddle. That's what that run was. You win a Super Bowl, all's forgiven, right? Like, hey, we had fun, right? I mean, they didn't win it all, but that was a good stretch. And that's what I'm looking at with this Sixers team. In 10 years, if you go, man, they made the playoffs every year, they were right there. We thought they were going to win it all. They came up short. Are you okay with that? Because I am not. And that's what I worry about. Maybe it's the Negadelphian in me, but I worry that this team is never going to get over the hump. Because last year was tough. You know, you go up against a Boston team that on paper I thought they matched up well against, and Brad Stevens coached them out of the building with a bunch of backups. And they regrouped. They come back this year, loaded up with talent, Brett Brown learned from his mistakes the year before in the playoffs. He had a great series. And it's a Kawhi Leonard shot that ends up sending him home. An amazing Kawhi Leonard shot. It's tough. It's tough to stomach that. But you figure good times are ahead. And they might be ahead. Okay? I truly believe that this team will end up competing for championships. But it's so difficult to win one. It's so incredibly difficult to win a championship. I'm 30. I've seen two. There are guys that are older than me. They've seen, what, four? If they're lucky. We have four teams in this city. One has a 1-1 since 76, 77. That's a long time. 75. My bad. It all blends together when you weren't born. That's a long time. It's a long time. That's a starving fan base in the Flyers. The Sixers, same thing. We came close in 2001. We didn't win at all. And even that squad, I look back and I go, man, that was a good run because I was foolish and naive for thinking they could beat that Lakers squad because they were so banged up and they were basically led by Allen Iverson, who had the crap beat out of them against Milwaukee to get them to the finals. I was naive in thinking that they could beat that Lakers team. And then, you know, obviously you get that game one, you're like, yeah, I'm still naive. And then they got smoked. So I look back at that team different from this current team. Because that team in 2001 was Allen Iverson, Dikembe Mutombo, and role players. Nothing else. Just role players. Going up against a dynasty in the Lakers. This Sixers team, even if you just bring back Jimmy and JJ, if you bring back those two guys, this Sixers team is a better team than that Sixers team in 2001. The pressure should be there to win a championship, and I think it is. But at the end of the day, you still need to win one. You still need to get over the hump. Get that ring. Get that parade for this fan base who struggled and starved for 4 years. And they did so with a smile on our faces. We were completely cool with some of the guys that you threw out there. Byron Mullins, that's cool because in 3 years we'll contend. And then you did. And then you got over the hump. And then you got in the playoffs. And we were thrilled. And then this past year, you load up with talent. And you're expecting big things next season if they bring some of these guys back, right? And why? Because the window's open. The window is not going to be open forever. It's going to close. It might close in 5 years. It might close in two. But the thing about the NBA that scares the hell out of me is the fact that more than any other sport, you have guys that want to team up. You have guys that want to get together. All right, I play in this city. You play in that city. Let's go to a completely new city and team up. And it seems like that's never Philadelphia, that city that they want to do it in. You know, you never hear that KD wants to come to Philly. You never hear that Kyrie wants to come to Philly. Not that I'd really want Kyrie. He's an incredibly talented player. Don't get me wrong. I just think he's a locker room cancer. You never hear that this is the destination. And that is why I'm harping on, hey, the window's open now. Because Lord only knows who's going to be a free agent in 4 to 5 years who want to team up. And then you already know the destinations, right? It's LA. It's New York. It's Brooklyn. That's pretty much it. Shocking. I know. Athletes want to go to LA and New York. If you're in your car and you just crashed, I apologize for that breaking news because it is surprising that athletes do want to go to LA and New York. And then you have that little snake in Rich Paul, who I haven't even brought up. The little snake in the grass that is Rich Paul, who I am convinced at this point because he's Ben Simmons' agent. Well, look, and Ben Simmons, by the way, and they talked about this on with D-Lanham earlier before I got on, Ben Simmons will end up signing that extension. It's the contract after that that you have to worry about. The contract after that is when Kevin Durant left. The contract after that is when LeBron James left. That's the contract you have to worry about. That's the contract that you figure Rich Paul might want to maneuver and snake his way out to a bigger market being New York or being LA. Because God forbid Rich Paul doesn't get all of his assets and all of his ducks in a row and get his guys to one destination. He's such a snake. I can't stand Rich Paul. Can't stand the guy. 610-632-0975. Simple question. in 10 years, what if this team does not win a championship? Are you okay with that? Are you okay if this team never ends up winning the chip? 610-632-0975. Let's start off with Ryan in Delaware County. Ryan, you're in the Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Ryan?
So I saw your tweet, and I was thinking the process wouldn't be a complete waste of time because it did bring us Simmons and Embiid, which make us contenders. But at the same time, you look at other teams that don't go through the process, and they also contend. But I was just thinking it's a positive because it made us contenders with two superstars.
So you're okay if you look back in 10 years and you go, look, man, I got 10 good years of good basketball. We didn't necessarily win a championship, but we were a hell of a lot more competitive before or after the process than before the process, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah, because I was there when they beat the Heat in like 2012 with like Michael Carter Williams, and I thought that team was good. But you know, I think in 10 years looking back, we don't win the championship. It was still competitive basketball. It's hard to win a championship no matter what team you got.
It really is, Ryan. And the one thing, and it sounds like you're like a process guy like myself.
Yeah, I was a fan of it. I didn't mind it.
So one thing that really worries me, Ryan, and thanks for the phone call because I'm up against it. One thing that really worries me is if they don't win a championship, this is going to give a lot of ammunition to a lot of the old school basketball fans that hated the process, that couldn't stand the process, that lamented the process, that wanted you to win a championship with Spencer Hawes, Evan Turner, and Thaddeus Young. And that's the way they thought you should build. Now, to the credit of Toronto, they did things differently. They went out. They traded assets for Kawhi Leonard. They traded for Marc Gasol. They drafted very well in getting Pascal Siakam. They made a really good trade for Kyle Lowry years ago. They set this thing up because they realized, okay, we're not winning with DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry. That ain't enough. I'm going to go out and I'm going to get Kawhi Leonard. I'm going to hope I win a championship, but I'm also going to hope that a year in Toronto is going to lead him to not pursuing other avenues and to stay in Toronto and try to make this thing a long-term thing. I honestly do wonder how this is going to affect his free agency if Kawhi Leonard sits there and goes, yeah, man, I gave you guys what you wanted. I'm going to LA, or anywhere else really. But I'm leaving. Or if he goes, yeah, this is fun. Let's run it back. I did see a video from, I want to say it was Rachel Nichols last night, and they were interviewing Kyle Lowry and they were interviewing Kawhi Leonard, and it was the first time I actually saw personality out of Kawhi. I'll try to find it and retweet it, but it was interesting. Like before this, I had thought Kawhi Leonard is a robot. And then you see the reports about Kawhi Leonard and the stories about Kawhi Leonard. I'm not convinced he isn't a robot, but somebody must have flipped like the personality switch because he actually seemed like he had fun and was enjoying winning a championship. I do wonder if he ends up re-signing in Toronto. I think he will. So it's going to make it a little bit harder. If he ends up leaving, though, Kyrie goes to Brooklyn. Who knows with Kevin Durant? It's literally going to end up being Milwaukee, the Bucks, and the Sixers for the King of the East. And you're going to have a hard time convincing me that Golden State is going to be, you know, the favorite next year. I don't care what Vegas says. The favorite next year to win the championship because they looked worn down. They looked like a team that needs to rest. And it happens to all great dynasties. And, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, whoever way you look at it, it's happening to Golden State. 610-632-0975. Jeff, you're going to be first up after the break. When we look back on it, we've been talking about what ifs all day. But the what-ifs all day have mainly been, what if that shot from Kawhi hadn't gone in? What would have happened to this current Sixers squad? My what-if? What if this team never wins a championship? Do you look at the process as a failure? Because I got to be honest, I do. And that's not to say that the philosophy behind doing the process was a failure. I think you're in the right idea doing it. I love the idea of what Sam Hinkie did. But Sam Hinkie did it to win a championship. And if it never results in a championship, unfortunately, I have to deem it as a failure. 610-632-0975. It's Pat Egan with you until midnight on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, this is Trey Thomas here for my friends at DHY Motorsports in Deptford, New Jersey. Summer's more fun on a Yamaha Wave Runner. Check out the 2019 Yamaha EXR, perfect for entry-level riders, or the FX Series for more experienced riders that raises the bar of luxury. See DHY's lineup of Wave Runners and show off your ride at DHY's next bike night, Monday, June 17th at 6 p.m. Register to win tickets to FanFest and a Wave Runner of your own. Go fast, go now. Go to DHY Motorsports, 1300 Clements Bridge Road in Deptford, New Jersey, online at dhy.com.
Tired of your typical nightly routine? Shake things up this spring at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Find out all of the happenings at Creekside Cabaret by checking out their online calendar of events. On Saturday, June 22nd, come out for Creekside's Breast Cancer Benefit. It'll be a great night full of fun for a great cause, with raffles, a 50-50, giveaways, and more. Don't forget, if you're having a guy's night out, Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters, with a full bar featuring the top brands of liquor, domestic, imported, and specialty bottled beers, with VIP bottle service always available. Starting this month, you can start your night off right and come down to Creekside Cabaret's brand new extended happier hour from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday for great fun and great drink specials. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient, affordable way to help with your cleanup.
Yeah, the Bagster.
I love this product, a 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag. Sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, and local home improvement stores. And for only $29.99. Whatever your cleanup plans are, I'm telling you, the Bagster bag can take it on. Buy it, fill it, and it's gone. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up, the Bagster. Dumpster in a bag.
1 in 9 men is diagnosed with prostate cancer. When caught early, it can be treated, but all treatment options have unwanted side effects. Spacor Hydrogel is clinically proven to help. Men receiving Spacor Hydrogel are more likely to maintain their normal sexual, urinary, and bowel functions. Spacor Hydrogel is available in the Philadelphia area. If a man in your life has been diagnosed with prostate cancer, visit spacor.com/Philadelphia to learn more. That's spacor.com/Philadelphia. Sponsored by Boston Scientific.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
You're driving across the country by yourself, bucket list style, and your mom is freaked.
Honey,
say, it's fine, Mom. I've got this, Mom. I'm not a child driving in the ditches anymore, Mom. Most importantly, you have AAA. If anything calms the nerves of the number one worrier in your life, it's the most highly recommended roadside assistance in the country. So roll the windows down and hit the road with confidence. AAA, go ahead. And P.S., remember to buckle up for Mom.
Hey, fanatics, it's Natalie from My Guys at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, it's Ram Truck Month at Turnersville Jeep. That means incredible discounts. Save not 10, not 15, not 20, but up to 25% off MSRP on new Ram trucks. Trust me, guys, if you're in the market for a new truck, there's never been a better time than now during Ram Truck Month at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you want bigger selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn out of that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com. And save up to 25% off new Ram trucks. They're Philly and South Jersey's fastest growing Jeep and Ram dealer for a reason. TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Or at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Make sure you tell them Natalie sent you.
2019 Ram 1500, 8-cylinder auto, MSRP $57,290. Selling price of $42,967 represents 25% savings off MSRP. Includes all applicable rebates. Tax tags extra. Offers not valid with trade. And 6/30/19.
Sports Talk for Coatesville and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Boots to asses.
I don't know if we appreciate The Rock enough. I really don't. I mean, that guy's just career ascension. Amazing. Like, you're going to look back and go like, wow. That Rock, that Dwayne Johnson. He was on to something. Because that dude, I never expected him to be like this mega movie star. And now he's doing Hobbs and Shaw, which looks hot garbage, but it's going to make $1 billion. You know that. Incredible that he went from like being a professional wrestler to a huge, massive movie star.
There's no rules!
What the hell is that from? You hit the most random drops.
It's from a Little Caesars commercial. You know exactly the one it is.
I don't. I cut the cord. So, like, the commercials that I'll see when I'm watching stuff, it's completely different from what you say. I'm sorry, man. I'm a millennial. I had to adapt. You know, it's like avocado toast, cutting the cord. That's what we do. That is what we do. And protest, obviously, like everything, and get offended. That's like, that's our thing. And participation trophies.
I agree.
Apparently, all we've heard about is participation trophy. That's our generation, Josh, right? Participation trophy. And I'm sitting here going, I don't want no participation trophy. I'm good. Because getting close enough to me is not acceptable. I remember leaving the Phillies game against the Giants when Ryan Howard blew out his Achilles. And he flies out, and that team was better than the Giants team. Like, it just was. And that's the thing about baseball. You know, you see it really with every sport, but like, you run into a series, the bats go cold, pitching doesn't hold up. Next thing you know, you get bounced. You can't convince me the 2011 Phillies weren't the best team in baseball. They were. They just had, unfortunately, they ran into a hot Cardinals team. But I'm leaving Citizens Bank Park infuriated because, to quote Denny Green, you let him off the hook. Like, you had that and you let him off the hook. You lost to an inferior opponent. And I'm just frothing at the mouth. I'm so mad. And this woman in front of me, who probably watched 4 games all season, who probably just like cashed in the credit card, jumped on the bandwagon, let's go, had the audacity to say, like, in front of everybody as we're walking out, "Well, it was a good season." This isn't 10-year-olds playing soccer. Okay? This isn't like high school squash. This is the Phillies. This is a professional team. This is 162 and playoffs. This is a coronation all season to get to this point. This is trading for 100 pence. And you're telling me I should be happy? Like, I should be content? Good season. There's another one. Here's another just random drop. It made me so mad that Betty is sitting there telling me they had a good season. And I'm going, no, Betty. No, they didn't. If you had paid attention all season, you'd know they didn't have a good season. Overachieving is having a good season. That's having a good season. When you overachieve. The 2007 Phillies that got swept in the playoffs, great season. They were 7 games back, 17 to play. They overachieved, great season. 2008, they win the World Series, great season. 2009, they lose in the World Series, okay. I had one last year. It's frustrating. I'm pissed, but hey, I'll even chalk that up. Great season. But when you lose to inferior opponents, oh man, that made me so mad. And I look at this Sixers team, not saying in the future that they're going to lose to inferior opponents, but that the window is so open right now that you have to take advantage of that. Luckily in this city, we have owners and GMs that usually do. I mean, you look at the Eagles, every year in free agency, you know the Eagles are going to be players. They're going to go after it. They're going to be right up against the cap every single year because they want to win. The Flyers, right? They made the trade for Matt Niskanen. They traded Radko Gudas out. Whether you like the deal or not, Fletcher said in interviews, "I'm going to be aggressive." You want that from a GM. You want them to be aggressive. You want Elton Brand to go out and say, "Okay, Dario, I know that we probably overvalued you in this city, but I'm shipping you off for Jimmy Butler. He's flat out better. Oh, and let me go get Tobias too." You want your GMs doing that. They're all doing that for one goal, and that's not to lose in the playoffs in the second or third round. And I'm just, it eats at me that if we look back in 10 years and they haven't won a championship, but they gave you 10 good years of basketball, I just don't think that's enough. I'm not asking for 5 championships. I'm literally asking for 1. Give me 1 and I'm happy. It's like the Phillies. I got that 1 in 08, I'm good. That whole run, to me, was a success. Should they have won more? Yes. But looking at it, hey, I got 1, I'm fine. Because 1 is a lot better than none. And when I looked at the Eagles team that went to three straight NFC Championship games, finally got to the Super Bowl, lost, that was frustrating. That was the definition of frustration because they never won one. And I'm terrified that this Sixers team and this process was all for naught. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Jeff in New Jersey. Jeff, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
I just wanted to make a point on the Sixers. Their window's definitely open, but it's only just opened. I mean, when you talk about super teams and putting a bunch of all-star talent together, the exception to the rule would be the 08 Celtics, but, you know, even them, they weren't put together mid-season like the Phillies, or I'm sorry, like the Sixers were. And, you know, their main guys are, I mean, Ben Simmons can barely even drink the champagne if they were to win the championship. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. He still definitely has a few years of development, I think, because he's arguably, him and Joel, you know, they're the team's best players, even arguably with, you know, Tobias and Jimmy Butler.
I think they definitely have the most talent.
Overall?
So I think right now, as constructed, but you have to bring those guys back. But if you bring all those guys back, if we come back and run it back, I think unquestionably they have the most talent in the East.
And we would have the cap space to, you know, appropriately fill in the rest of the roster, because that was the main thing when we slapped these trades together to get the main pieces. We really lacked that back-end depth.
Yeah, and you know, you got a piece in Mike Scott that ended up hitting a key shot against Brooklyn. I think the bench ended up being better than we thought it was going to be, at least for me. I can speak for myself. It was a lot better than what I thought it was going to be. With that said, you got to bring back a Mike Scott. You know, Jonathan Simmons coming back. Okay, I'll take it if the price is right.
Yeah, he can play minutes.
But what you really need, honestly, is to hit in the draft. You need another Landry Shamet. And what I mean by that is you don't need another guy that you look at and go, oh my God, this guy's really going to be a player necessarily. You need a guy that can play meaningful minutes right away. That's what you need. Because you cannot go in and basically take a first-round draft and stash and say, all right, we'll see you in 2 years. You don't have that luxury because, unlike previous years, you have to actually build a bench now with your draft picks. And they didn't have that problem years before. They would literally do draft instead. They'd draft TLC and Furkan Korkmaz and say, we'll see you in a year or two. You can't do that this year.
Our draft picks with those trades we made?
So you lost the Miami Heat's unprotected pick.
Okay.
But the one to me that really hurts, Jeff, is the Jahlil Okafor trade. And Jeff, thanks for the phone call, man. The Jahlil Okafor trade, and I keep harping on this, hurts to me more than anything. You didn't have to trade Jahlil Okafor. At the time, it was thought of as, quote, the right thing to do, right? Because he had done everything right. He'd slimmed down. You know, he was a guy without a team, basically. He was wasting away on your bench. You were never going to play him. So they did right by him by trading him away. The problem is, you can trade him away. You got absolutely destroyed in that trade because you got Trevor Booker, who was a bench piece that you literally waived after a month. He wasn't in your plans. Not at all. So you waived him. Signs with Indianapolis. But the big one is you traded away the Knicks' second-round pick, which I believe, I got to look it up, and I'll do it during the break, but I believe that is the fifth second-round pick in the NBA draft. That is massive. Teams would kill to have that because it's an unguaranteed salary that you can basically just get out of. And it's thought of as, okay, we can draft a guy that we're high on, but if he doesn't work out in training camp, no harm, no foul, I'm out. And that's unlike the first round, the late first round. That's why you see so many late first rounders end up being drafting stashes. Because, all right, if we don't sign him, no harm, no foul. You don't want to get stuck with that guaranteed contract for some college 5-year stiff that, you know, can't play in the NBA, but had a really nice senior season. You know, Alondo Tucker is a guy that comes to mind who was drafted like the last pick by the Suns, couldn't really play. So that Knicks pick, albeit a second round pick to me, was huge because you gave that up. And that's something that I think Hinkie, who was always constantly looking ahead, would have gone, hold the phone. I think that pick's going to be pretty good. We're not giving that up. All right, we missed on Jahlil Okafor, but I'm not giving up that pick because they're going to be bad. You saw him do that with the Kings, right? He was like, yeah, the Kings are going to be a pretty bad team, so I'm going to get that pick because they're not going to be good. he was able to see in the future. Not, you know, literally, obviously, because no one's missed Cleo, but he was able to just, all right, they're not going to be good. I'll grab that. Brian Colangelo didn't do that. And that to me, that trade hurt so much when looking back on it. 610-632-0975. Topic today, really all day long on the station, has been what ifs. What if that shot had gone in from Kawhi? Mine, a little bit different. What if we look back on this whole tenure, the 10 years, they haven't won a championship. Is the process a failure to you? I'm going to update the Twitter poll coming up after the break. 610-632-0975. Patty, you win the until midnight on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Trey Thomas with BlueChew.com. Did you know having sex at least once a week can lower a man's risk of heart disease by 30%, diabetes by 40%, and stroke by 50%? It's also been shown that men with an active sex life are more likely to live past 80 years old. So the next time you see an old head, salute that man because he was wearing somebody out. If you're trying to tap into the benefits of a healthy sex life and go extra rounds in the bedroom, go to BlueChew.com to get the first chewable that kicks your performance in the bedroom up a notch. With the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, you know they work, and since they're chewable, they can work up to twice as fast. You can take them day or night on a full or empty stomach. BlueChew.com chewables are cheaper than the old school Viagra and Cialis. No more awkward doctor or pharmacy visits. BlueChew.com chewables are prescribed online by a doctor during a free online consult and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. Visit BlueChew.com, use the promo code 975 to get your first order free. Pay just $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code 975. Chew it and do it.
I'm Gary Barbera.
I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
We found Philly's favorite bear.
Where?
There.
The Big B.
Barbera's on the Boulevard at Forbeck, where the Barbera Bear is always there with
300 Jeeps Cheap.
Yeah. Now this one's for dads, grads.
And oh yeah, happy birthday, Uncle Gino.
300 Jeeps Cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
Exclusively for Fanatic listeners.
$16,990
or $149 a month.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For three decades, I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
Go now during Gary Barbera's Fanatic Jeep Celebration event. It's unbelievable.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
300 Jeeps Cheap.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello?
I'm Gary Barbera with two more things to say.
Boom.
Happy birthday, Uncle Gino, and happy Father's Day.
Barbera.
Don't text and drive because Barbera cares.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPads, iPhones, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. The perfect gift for the new high school or college graduate. They have a one-year warranty so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to Experimac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Buy your graduate what they really want and save money too. Keyword search Experimac Cherry Hill. Experimac, Route 70 East, Cherry Hill.
You know that one thing you really want that's just way too expensive? But did you check eBay? Or let's say you want the vintage one and the brand new one. Ah, but did you check eBay? Or it's sold out literally everywhere, or they don't have your size, they stopped making that one two seasons ago. Basically, you want what you can't have. You know, shopping problems. But seriously, did you check eBay?
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
General Building Contractors Association, Philly's Commercial Construction Association, GBCA members have built our skylines, Philly's most iconic buildings, and every day, thanks to the GBCA, they're building more than just buildings. They're building skills and knowledge. The GBCA is helping to build a safer workforce, excellence is building in the greater Philadelphia region, and the GBCA sets the standard of building excellence. The General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
Save big with the Fanatics Deal of the Week. For a limited time only, get two summer season adventure passes to Blue Mountain Resort for the price of one. That's only $99 for unlimited visits for two people to the Summit Aerial Park, Adventure Free Fall Tower, Outdoor Laser Tag, and Action Archery during the 2019 summer season. Check out the spectacular views at 1,345 feet at Blue Mountain Summit Aerial Park, zipline down a thrilling 500 feet at Adventure Park, and so much more. You won't want to miss out on a summer of adventure at Blue Mountain Resort. Get this exclusive offer now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient, affordable way to help with your cleanup.
Yeah, the Bagster.
I love this product, a 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag. Sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, and local home improvement stores. And for only $29.99. Whatever your cleanup plans are, I'm telling you, the Bagster bag can take it on. Buy it, fill it, and it's gone. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up, the Bagster. Dumpster in a bag.
Fanatic Fan Fest is coming up Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. Brought to you by Armor, Metal, and Recycling, the U.S. Army, DHY Motorsports, and our Fan Fest exclusive automotive partner, Turnersville Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Adam Schefter plays on one station in Philly, 97.5.
All right, let's give out that Twitter poll update. You can find it at Pat_Egan. I haven't opened up Twitter yet. It's always dangerous, like when you're on the air, to open up Twitter and just it's never kind. Usually not. Usually like a cesspool. So I try to avoid it during shows. But when you do a Twitter poll update, obviously you can't avoid it. Yep, 20. It's never good when you open up Twitter, you have 20 plus notifications. I don't know about you, Josh, but like I'll wake up sometimes every once in a while and I'll see 20 plus notifications and immediately I'm like, what stupid thing did I say?
Oh, good.
What was it? It's got to be something. I'm always like worried. And then like, thank God it's just like retweets and favorites or something. Thank God. But yeah, okay. Enough of that. All right, well, we'll give you a Phillies update shortly. Twitter poll, trying to find it now after going on my Twitter rant. As silly as it might sound, if the Sixers don't win a championship, is the process considered a failure? I asked it about a year ago. It was mixed results. How about now? 76% say, yeah, it's a failure. 76. And I'm telling you, that's different from a year ago. Because a year ago, it was mixed. It was very mixed. It was closer to like 60-40. And I was shocked. I really was. Because I swore that we were in this town more like, hey, it's championship or bust for most of our teams. But a year ago, I was literally getting people that were acting like I was ridiculous for demanding a title. And this wasn't saying, once again, this is all hypothetical. This is all looking in the future. So obviously, yes, it's very possible they could win the NBA championship next year, the year after that. With all that said, once again, hypothetical, if they don't, if you look at it in 10 years and they haven't won a championship, do you look at it and go, man, we were bad for 4 years for nothing, for good basketball? I mean, it's the equivalent of going out with a male or female, whatever you want, 5 dates, and you go, oh, all I got was Applebee's 2 for $20. That's it. Never sealed the deal. Never got anything else. Just Applebee's 2 for $20. That's a waste of time. That's a waste of time. You had good basketball, sure. But if you don't win that Larry O'Brien trophy, what was the point? Now, with that said, this team is damn good. Damn good. And I myself could not help last night watching the Toronto Raptors win and think, what could have been? What if? I think that I do believe in the sports gods. I don't think necessarily they're up there cursing the Sixers. If they curse the Sixers, then Joel Embiid would have never played a game. Ben Simmons, they wouldn't have won the draft lottery that year. So I don't necessarily think, you know, I know there are people out there like, oh, the sports gods are out for the Sixers because they lost on purpose. Stop. I don't believe that. The Boston Celtics lost on purpose for a year straight, too, and they ended up just getting those assets and trading them for Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen. So it's not like the Sixers are the first team to lose on purpose. They did it at an egregious rate, but they're not the first team to do it. I do love the idea of the process. I do love the fact that Sam Hinkie had the wherewithal to go, I'm going to exploit this obvious loophole that everybody can see, and I'm just going to lose on purpose, because if you lose on purpose, you have a really good shot at getting really good players. And, you know, let's see where we go from there. But he was doing that because it was a good way to end up getting... Oh, no. So, we got the Phillies game on. And they just lost. Hector Neris blows the save. And that's... They just... you want to talk about a game? They just ripped defeat from the jaws of victory.
And
Hector Neris,
we suck again.
Hector Neris has been really good this season. And I said earlier with D, there's no doubt in my mind this team is going to win the division. But you cannot lose games like that. You can't do it. You can't afford to do it. You came into Atlanta a game and a half behind the Braves. The first time all season you were behind the Braves. And you had a chance to make that gap a half a game. You had this game. You let the Atlanta Braves scratch and claw their way back in and dink and dunk their way back in this game. And Brian McCann, who, by the way, might be up there with my most hated Brave, is Brian McCann. It's like Larry Jones. I'm not calling him by his nickname. Larry Jones might be one, and Brian McCann is right up there, which is hateable Braves. And you let that dude just dink in a single to win this game. That hurts so bad. So instead of being a half game down, now you're 2.5 down to your division rival. And a game that you had. Now, I understand that there's going to be blown saves throughout the season. It's going to happen. Very, very few times you're going to have Brad Lidge type, you know, go 48 for 48. And Hector Neris has been a damn good pitcher this season. But my God, that hurts. Phillies lose 9-8. And one of the topics I had for tonight, which is very fitting at this point, was, are you worried about this Phillies team? Because this is the first time all season you've seen them struggle. You've seen them not be in first place. The Braves now, after tonight's game, sit 2.5 up. Are you worried? And I came in and I'm like, not worried. Not worried at all. I'm still not worried, but I'm pissed off because you had that game. And you just kept them in it. Oh my God, that's infuriating. That is so infuriating. 610-632-0975. Phillies lose 9-8. Bottom of the ninth, two outs. Man on second and third. And Brian McCann ends up hitting the game-winning base hit. Phillies lose 9-8. Oh, my God. That is just... was not expecting that. And I very rarely get distracted by what's on the TV. And I was telling my producer, Josh, during the last break, like... Yeah, all right. They'll probably close it out during the next segment. Then we can, you know, transition into Phillies talk and talk about this current homestand, or talk about this this current road trip. And I'm not expecting them to blow it because of how good Hector Neris has been this season. It's a lot easier to blow a game like that against the Miami Marlins than the Atlanta Braves. Like, I'd take that all day. And I know this is going to fuel the Craig Kimbrel fans out there. Man, that is infuriating, though. Once again, I'm not worried about this team. I think they will end up running away with the division when it's all said and done. This next month is so crucial. So crucial. Because you've got a month against nothing but divisional opponents. It's literally like Atlanta, Miami, Washington, the Mets, back to Atlanta. I mean, it's nothing but divisional opponents. So this stretch is so crucial for this squad. They're banged up. We all know it. But I still look at it and I go, man, this team's just better than the Braves. And then they go out and they just do that. They end up losing in the bottom of the ninth. That hurts. 610-632-0975. Just general reaction, I guess, to the Phillies blowing that game. A game that truly they had. Nick Pivetta goes 6 2/3. He ends up giving up 4 earned runs. He had, when he was taken out, he gave up 3 earned runs. And he was obviously responsible for the men on base. They bring in Vince Velasquez, who is yet to adapt to the role as a relief pitcher, proceeds to give up a single, then it makes it 4 earned runs for Nick Pivetta. They have to turn to Vince Velasquez because they need to make him a reliever, and I understand all that. He just doesn't seem comfortable in that role yet, and it's killing this team. You'll see good. It's a lot like him being a starting pitcher, because you'll see signs where he's lights out, and that's exactly what you expect from him as a reliever. And then you'll see signs where he goes out and he does what he did today. And I'm not saying he's the reason they lost, obviously. A Brian McCann single is the reason they lost. Keeping the Braves in the game is the reason you lost. Oh, man, that hurts, though. But now they're 2.5 games back. Are you concerned? 610-632-0975. Max, Evan, Bob, we'll get to you guys next. I want to hear all your reaction on the Phillies game. Once again, Phillies lose 9-8, heartbreaker. Bottom of the ninth, 2 outs. Men on second and third, base hit, ends up winning it. Now they're 2.5 games back. It's Pat Egan with you on 97.5 The Fanatic till midnight.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The crack of the bat. The thrill of a long fly ball. You know what that means. It's time to swing on in to Delilah's. Philly's number one baseball headquarters. Before, during, or after the game. Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, is on deck with great specials during all home games. Featuring Coors Light, but it doesn't stop there. Join the world's most beautiful showgirls for happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. A complimentary gourmet buffet 7 days a week from 5 to 7 p.m. And late night dining until 1 a.m. Delilah's is just minutes from the stadium complex with ample free parking. As always, admission is free after the game with proof of attendance or your hotel key. You and your crew looking to knock it out of the park? Reserve a table for bottle service today by calling 215-625-2800. That's 215-625-2800. Or visit Delilah's.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information.
Guys, do you have trouble going the distance? Do you crescendo too soon? Arrive at the party too early? Is your alphabet A, B?
Oops.
Does your firecracker go off before the 4th? Then you need to go quick as a bunny to 4hymns.com. Because 4hymns offers treatments for PE and access to doctors who can evaluate you for prescription options. And right now, get started for just $10. No in-office doctor's visits, no trips to the pharmacy, no high prices. Just the help you want to keep going and going and going and going.
Hurry to 4hymns.com and slow down. To get started at this incredible $10 price, go to 4hymns.com/above. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hymns.com/above. FORHIMS.com/ABOVE.
Hey, this is Trey Thomas here for my friends at DHY Motorsports in Deptford, New Jersey. Summer's more fun on a Yamaha Wave Runner. Check out the 2019 Yamaha EXR, perfect for entry-level riders, or the FX Series for more experienced riders that raises the bar of luxury. See DHY's lineup of Wave Runners and show off your ride at DHY's next bike night, Monday, June 17th at 6 p.m. Register to win tickets to Fan Fest and a Wave Runner of your own. Go fast, go now. Go to DHY Motorsports, 1300 Clements Bridge Road in Deptford, New Jersey, online at dhy.com.
Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens, and they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
You know that one thing you really want that's just way too expensive? But did you check eBay? Or let's say you want the vintage one and the brand new one. Ah, but did you check eBay? Or it's sold out literally everywhere, or they don't have your size, they stopped making that one 2 seasons ago. Basically, you want what you can't have. You know, shopping problems. But seriously, did you check eBay?
You're catering a wedding, and the bride says,
"Everyone is raving about the hors d'oeuvres. My aunt was asking if you do corporate events."
Now is the time when the right business card is essential, and Vistaprint can help.
Head to Vistaprint.com and you can customize 500 cards starting at just $9.99. You choose the paper, the shape, and the finish. Whatever your style, create a card that gives you the confidence to own the now. So head to Vistaprint.com and get 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 9797 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 9797.
America's oil and gas moves through 2.4 million miles of underground pipelines safely. But one of those pipelines were gone. We would need 90,000 more tanker trucks or 27,000 more rail cars every single day just to meet our energy needs. So, do you want this, this, or this? We move America's energy. We are Energy Transfer.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. You are listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
All right. I'm so angry. I know it's one out of 162. But the fact that you lost the game like that, the fact that you have, you know, your closer in, and by the way, just name him the damn closer already. Enough. Enough with not naming the closer. I don't mean to make this ripping Gabe, because I like Gabe. I did a whole show last week about Gabe, about being pro-Gabe, the Gabe Pride Parade. I'm all on it. Me and Jamie Lynch, we're big Gabe fans. But for the love of God, name him a closer. Please. And then I got people on Twitter, and this is why I don't know about Twitter during the show, because I'm going to have people, they're just, I got these guys telling me the goal of the process was to contend for championships, not to win them. What? What? That was the goal of the to contend? No. Yes, I understand what the organization said. They're never going to put the bullseye on their back and say, "Where it's championship or bust." But to not read between the lines, people, don't be that stupid. The goal of the process was to win a championship. It wasn't to be very good for 10 years. What the hell is wrong with us? We're content with just being very good and never winning a championship. I got people, that's just stupid. This is the stupidest poll in the world. Thanks for checking in. This is why I don't open up Twitter. It's a cesspool. You put up one Twitter poll, and you got Jagaloons being like, "Oh, this is the stupidest thing I've ever read." Really, this is it? This is the stupidest thing? Then you don't read enough. If a hypothetical poll on Twitter is the stupidest thing, you don't read enough, all right? The goal of the process was to bring championships, or just one, I don't care, whatever you want to say, one, many, whatever, but at least one championship to the city of Philadelphia, okay? That's the whole thing. You're nitpicking it if you sit there and go, "Whoa, that wasn't the goal. The goal was just be very good." Yeah, because everybody just wants to be very good, right? Like, everybody's just cool with being very good. The Flyers, right? Like, they just want, what do they want to be, Josh? Very good. This Phillies team right now would love to just be a very good team. I mean, I know Matt Klentak and John Middleton. The goal, Josh, the goal is not to win a World Series. That wasn't the goal by signing Bryce Harper. The goal was to contend. Just try, right? We're cool. In this city, since winning the Super Bowl, we're just cool with trying. That's all we want. Hey, just try your best. Like, I don't get it. I'm supposed to be the guy who's sitting there participating. I'm a millennial, right? I'm Mr. Participation Trophy. That's all I hear from old heads is that, "Oh my God, your generation, all you want is I can't even talk now because I'm so angry. Participation trophies. I'm sitting here saying no participation trophies, and I'm getting it on Twitter. Granted, it's the vocal minority because 76% of the poll says no, it's a failure if you don't win one. But of course, the vocal minority is coming out telling me, nope, you're an idiot. Nope, that wasn't it. Yeah, Pat, you're wrong. The goal was not to win a championship, just to contend." Oh, okay. Jesus. And then the Phillies game. Let's just go on that. Max in Allentown, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm hot. Throughout that game, I really didn't feel confident we were going to win. even though our big guys showed up and hit home runs, Kingery, Hoskins, and Harper, I just didn't think we were going to hold on. It was like a boxing match. We saw our fighter, you know, fighting the fight of his life, but he's getting broken up while he's winning the fight. He's getting beaten down to the body, and that's what happened. The Braves scored one run in every inning from the fifth on, and to lose in that manner, where you're pitching to McCann, who's consistently hurt the Phillies over his entire career, with a base open, it's unconscionable why they pitched to him.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, and you could see it happening. As you said, Max, you kind of had a bad feeling in your stomach. And there's guys in second and third, and it's like, well, no, let's just pitch to him. Now, you know, there's two things. Obviously, you know, it's hindsight is 20/20 in this, because if Hector Neris does his job and gets him out, no harm, no foul. But it is frustrating, because you could see, how many times has Brian McCann burned the Phillies in his career? Like,
time and again.
Exactly.
Time and again.
Exactly. Why would this be any different, right? Like, you're right, Max.
There's a base open. He's not going to hurt you at first base. And you get a pinch hitter up, and you face the pinch hitter. And if they beat you with their pinch hitter, then all the power to them. But why pitch to McCann? I don't want to ever blame a game, you know, in a manner like that on anybody. But come on. You have to have a little bit of strategy there. And here's the real crap part. I'm not even mad anymore. I think I'm just, you know, sullen in the fact that the Braves are a better team right now. They're very underrated. And, you know, we gave them our best shot tonight, okay? We couldn't win this game. It wasn't because of, you know, bad luck. It wasn't because of mismanagement. It was because they're the better team. They have better players, better pitching, and better bullpen. So this goes out to Klentak. You better make a trade. You better get in Greinke. You better get in or Madison Bumgarner. You got to get some horses in here in that pitching staff.
All right, Max.
We're not better than the Braves.
Thanks for the phone call. I respectfully disagree. I think they are better than the Braves. I know they lost tonight. I know the Braves are now 2.5 games up. I think if they're better than the Braves, I'll say it. Tomorrow night you have Aaron Nola against Sean Newcomb. Newcomb was a former first round pick by the Angels out of Hartford, and he was a top prospect. He was a big prospect that came over when they traded Andrelton Simmons. Tonight is a bad loss. There's no doubt about it. It's a loss, though, that you had. You know, you had that win right there. And unfortunately, your bullpen burned you. You look at it, and Max brought up, they scored a run in every inning from the sixth inning on. What happened in the sixth inning? Yeah, Nick Pivetta start to deteriorate a little bit. You bring in Vince Velasquez. He ends up giving up one of the runs that Nick Pivetta, you know, ends up getting credited for. Jose Alvarez, 2 earned runs. Udibray Ramos, credit to him. Let's give him the MVP of the game for his point. One in third innings of just shutout baseball. He got his one out, we're good. And then Hector Neris comes in and gives up 3 earned runs. It sucks. It's what happens when your bullpen is so banged up. That's what happens. Nick Pivetta pitched pretty good tonight. Pretty good. Wasn't great. Wasn't lights out. Pretty good. This is what happens when you have to go to a bullpen that has 27 guys, it seems like, on the injured list. Is unfortunately, you got to go to guys like Jose Alvarez, who shouldn't be on the squad. And unfortunately, Hector Neris, who's been pretty close to lights out all season, ends up giving up, you know, the game. And it sucks. There's no doubt about it. There's no way around it. There's no way to sugarcoat it. Because it hurts a lot less if this game is against the Marlins, the Brewers, literally anybody but the Braves. But to be so close from pulling within a half game of the Braves, when, as Max said, you know, your hitters came through. You had Harper go deep. You had Kingery go deep. You had Hoskins go deep. Hitters came through. Pitching didn't. And if there's going to be one downfall with this team, it's probably going to be pitching. Maybe I'm being naive. I still think this team is better than the Braves. Now, tomorrow will tell, because that is a matchup that they should win. But, I mean, who knows? They're in a tough stretch right now. They need to get back on track. And they've got a month to do it because this next month is against nothing but divisional opponents. But I am heated right now after that loss because you should not have lost that game. And to Max's credit, it did feel like it's just they kept them in it and it didn't feel right. And when Brian McCann's up, yeah, I had that uneasy feeling in my stomach. A lot more uneasy than if they had walked McCann and Ozzie Albies comes up. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Evan in Baltimore. Evan, you're on the Fanatic.
Pat.
Evan.
I have no words, man. I am, you know what? This, it's really set. You know it's bad when this feels like you lost like game seven of the World Series. That's how bad this loss is. I have not felt this horrible since Ryan Howard got caught looking, and then I believe he tore his ACL in that playoff game against the Cards. And I don't know like how to feel, like as a fan, as somebody who's been following this team for such a long time. I blame everybody. I blame Matt Kontak. I blame Gabe. I blame everything that's happening now is because of all of these stupid decisions. See, they made great decisions, but then they made stupid decisions. Like not focusing on getting guys in the bullpen, not focusing on getting better starting pitching. You know, and it's so sad. Pavetta had a great game.
Yeah. And unfortunately,
he's killing it.
Yeah, I mean, Pavetta exits the game. He's obviously, you know, in charge of on the hook for the guys on base. But you look at it, 6 2/3, 3 earned runs. Okay, that was a pretty good outing. And you bring in Velasquez, and he just proceeds to give up a single. You know, there's another run. At the time, it doesn't seem like a huge deal. And then all of a sudden, you know, they start clawing back into the game. It ends up being a massive deal. And you're right, Evan. Thanks for the phone call, man. And unfortunate for Evan because he's a Phillies fan. They end up losing. He's in Baltimore. That team's trash. All Evan wants is good baseball. He can't get it. Everywhere he looks, just bad baseball. And that's what you had tonight. And it's frustrating when you have an offense like the Phillies who hit the way they did tonight, scoring 8 runs. 8 runs. And your bullpen cannot hold it. You can understand it a little bit if it was, you know, your offense scores 3 runs and your bullpen just blows it. You can understand that. When you score 8 runs, I'm sorry, you should win the game. It's inexcusable. And unfortunately, because of the injuries that they have, you don't have the luxury of sending a guy like Vince Velasquez down to the minors to get used to being a bullpen arm. You don't have that luxury because everybody you signed is seemingly on the injured list. I got to look it up during the break, but it's bad. They need arms, and they don't have them. They're going to guys like Jose Alvarez. He doesn't have any business being in the major leagues. We talked a lot about the process in the first hour. Jose Alvarez is the definition of a process player. He's out here just throwing up meatballs. I can't really blame Hector Neris too much because he's been so good this season. But man, that hurts. I don't know who to put the blame on necessarily because, you know, Gabe is using the bullpen that he unfortunately has right now that he has to use. I don't want to put it on Kontak for not signing guys because I wasn't a fan of the guys that were out there anyway. They definitely will go out there and get somebody. No doubt about that. I mean, eventually they'll go out and get somebody, whether it be a bullpen piece, a starting pitcher, both, who knows. But man, this one just, ugh. And as he said, like, it hurts. This isn't just a normal, like, we'll get him tomorrow. This game hurts so bad because it was the Braves team that's in first place, that had just overtaken you for first place, that have put some wiggle room between you and them, game and a half up. And I'm ready. I'm sitting here watching the game, talking about the process. In my head, I'm like, all right, tomorrow you're a half game back. You got Aaron Nola on the hill. We should exit this series with the NL East in our hands. just like they've had it for the entire season up to this point. What happens? Brian McCann. And if I had more time with the show, I would literally do like a who's your most hated Brave poll. And I'm sure that guy that was a big fan of my last poll would chime in. No, this is the stupidest poll. But Brian McCann is up there for me. Like, I cannot stand that guy. Because he has hurt this Phillies team time and time again. Not to put it on the same pedestal, but like, Michael Strahan was in town the other night for Good Morning America. And Michael Strahan gave John Runyon a Giants jersey, and he gave him an Eagles jersey, and everybody, like, all is forgiven. I'm sitting there like, what the hell is wrong with people? You're cheering Michael Strahan? He was the bane of my existence growing up. I can't stand Michael Strahan. I'm never going to like Michael Strahan, ever. That dude terrorized this city. And I look at Brian McCann and Larry Jones the same way. I'll never like those guys, ever. And Brian McCann does it again tonight when you had a base open. A caller earlier brought it up. You had a base open. Why not walk them? Take your shot. You have a force at every single base. Just take your shot with Ozzie Albies. He's a very talented player. I understand he's 2-for-4 in the night. He's having a good night. He's having a good season. He's a damn good player. Take your shot with him. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Bob in New Jersey. Bob, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, Pat. Yeah, I've had some time to kind of calm down here. Hopefully this bullpen gets healthy, but what a heartbreaker tonight. The one problem I have is, you know, Neris is only his only first blown save this year, but I have a problem with a closer that cannot throw a fastball. I think he threw 2 fastballs in that whole series, and he kind of hung that splitter or whatever to Austin Riley. But I completely agree with you in the sense that they need to clean house with the bullpen. I think they need to get rid of Neshek, get some other people in here, but maybe they're better than the Braves. But the problem I have is if they don't do something with the bullpen, we're looking at possibly being 4.5 back at the end of the series. And I don't think we're good enough to, you know, beat the Dodgers, Astros, Brewers, any of those teams yet. But this really, tonight was a really pivotal loss. I mean, this really could be a watershed moment. I know we have Nola tomorrow, but I'm not saying we panicked, but I was starting to panic tonight. I'm really concerned. I am.
So at this point, how did you feel coming into this game though? Because I
felt positive. I felt the same way you did. I was like, man, we're going to get half game. We're looking good. And the bats were there. I was really optimistic. I was.
So at this point, you've flipped, and now it's concern level.
I mean, the only another thing, and I like A. Kapler, I do. I'm 56. I'm old school baseball guy, but I do have a problem with him being too cute with the lineup. I know you got to do what you have to do. I think he does it too often, you know, the analytics. But with the bullpen, I have concerns. I mean, a lot of these guys are at least a week or not out. Some are getting injections. I mean, I'm really concerned that tomorrow Noel goes out and pitches a gem and we lose, and then we lose Sunday and we're 4.5 back, and then we go to face Washington or whoever. So I'm concerned. I am concerned to lose like that. And Jay Bruce kept us in the game at the end with that, you know, spectacular one hand.
Yeah.
You know, he grabbed the ball. I mean,
I'll tell you what, really, Bob, when that play was going down and he went to go grab it with one hand, my heart was like in my stomach. I'm like, please God, do not let that ball get by him. Because if it did, obviously that's the game, and, you know, ends up being the game anyway, because they end up, and there's the phone call, Bob, it ends up losing. But I think Bob's sentiment is where a lot of Phillies fans are. Now, I'm going to stick with the, hey, I think they're still going to win the division. Don't worry. They've got a lot of time left. But you're 2.5 games out. I felt really good heading into this game. I feel good heading into tomorrow. But it's hard to argue with Bob when he says, I could totally see, you know, Nola going out, pitching well, and they still end up losing tomorrow. And you're just seeing the impact of that bullpen right now being as injured as they are. It's unfortunate that you've got, and just listen to the names, Sir Anthony, Pat Neshek, David Robertson. Those are 3 key pieces, and Tommy Hunter. Those are 4 key pieces to the bullpen. That was supposed to be your 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. That's what that was supposed to be with those 3 guys. 4 guys, I'm sorry. I always forget about Tommy Hunter because he hasn't pitched this season. But he was a big-time free agent signing last year. Yeah, there you go, the lefty. who it was funny. I was at a game earlier this season where Adam Morgan was pitching, and me and my buddies were like, yeah, you know, Adam Morgan's really flipped the script with us. We're like, we thought he sucked, but he's had a really good season. He ended up giving up like 4 earned runs that game. But he's been really good for them, to your point. It hurts. It seems like every single game there's another bullpen arm going down that eventually they're going to call up Josh Rabick to end up throwing some heat out of the bullpen because they have nobody else.
Who?
It's my producer. Jose Alvarez tonight. Nope. I'm good, man. I'm good. You're the definition of an Iron Pig legend, and that's where you should be. You should be in Lehigh Valley enjoying the sun and the weather of the great area that is the Lehigh Valley. I don't ever want to see you pitching for this squad again because it seems like every time he comes in, he ends up giving up runs. Vince Velasquez, as I said, I think ideally they would like to send him down and have him work out of the bullpen with Lehigh Valley just to get used to it more because it's so painfully obvious he's not comfortable in that role yet. I think he could obviously get there, but it's not happening right now when you need the games. They don't have that luxury because so many guys are injured. I do wonder if they had a full healthy staff and a full healthy bullpen, if they would send him down. Just to get some work in as, hey, figure it out down there so you're not costing us games up here. Because the one run that he let up this game ends up being crucial. You know, and then Jose Alvarez comes in, gives up 2. And Hector Neris, obviously the backbreaker, ends up giving up 3. Very, very frustrating loss tonight, guys. 610-632-0975. The Phillies end up dropping game one of the series, the Atlanta Braves, 9-8. They had the game. If you're unaware, they had the game. 2 outs in the 9th inning, man on second, third. First base is open. They elect to pitch to Brian McCann, Philly killer. Brian McCann ends up costing them as he hits the game-winning single. They end up dropping game one of the series. They're now 2.5 games back. After leading for the entire season, basically, in first place, they now find themselves 2.5 games back. Aaron Nola versus Sean Newcomb tomorrow. And I feel like there's a lot of negativity around this team right now. And understandably so after a loss like that. I'd love to hear from you guys out there. Mike, Jack, Scott, Steve, just sit tight. I will get to you all coming back. I do want to hear your thoughts on the Phillies. And then I see Mike wants to talk about the Sixers. It's all on the table tonight, but this is just a heartbreaking loss that it's going to sit with me. It's Pat Egan with you until midnight on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, Fanatics, it's Natalie for My Guys at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during the Jeep Celebration event, save not 10, not 15, not 20, but up to 25% off MSRP on new Jeeps. Choose from over 800 new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, Compass Renegades, and the all-new Gladiator everyone is talking about. Trust me, guys, if you want bigger selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn down with that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com and save up to 25% off new Jeeps. They're Philly and South Jersey's fastest-growing Jeep dealer for a reason. TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, or at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Make sure to tell them Natalie sent you.
2018 Compass Limited, four-cylinder auto, MSRP, $31,585. Selling price of $23,689 represents 25% savings off MSRP. Includes all applicable rebates, tax tags extra, offer not valid with trade-in, and 6/30/19.
Hey, this is Trey Thomas here for my friends at DHY Motorsports in Deptford, New Jersey. Summer's more fun on a Yamaha Wave Runner. Check out the 2019 Yamaha EXR, perfect for entry-level riders, or the FX Series for more experienced riders that raises the bar of luxury. See DHY's lineup of Wave Runners and show off your ride at DHY's next bike night, Monday, June 17th at 6 p.m. Register to win tickets to FanFest and a Wave Runner of your own. Go fast, go now. Go to DHY Motorsports, 1300 Clements Bridge Road in Deptford, New Jersey, online at dhy.com.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Get up to a $500 rebate in special financing with approved credit on a new air conditioning system in time for summer. See your independent American Standard dealer for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. That's AmericanStandardAir.com.
The Reading Flayton Phils are the proud AA affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies and play in nearby Reading, PA. A trip to Reading's nostalgic ballpark to see the R Phils play is like a trip back in time. Tickets start at just $5 and parking is free. The R Phils are home June 18th through the 20th. On Wednesday, June 19th, adults receive a Yuengling 190th Anniversary R-Fills t-shirt. Fireworks on June 20th. For tickets, call the R-Fills at 610-730-BALL or online at rfills.com. Philly Stars of Tomorrow play in Reading today.
You're driving across the country by yourself, bucket list style, and your mom is freaked.
Honey,
say, it's fine, Mom. I've got this, Mom. I'm not a child driving in the ditches anymore, Mom. Most importantly, you have AAA. If anything calms the nerves of the number one worrier in your life, it's the most highly recommended roadside assistance in the country. So roll the windows down and hit the road with confidence. AAA, go ahead. And P.S., remember to buckle up. For Mom.
Save big with the Fanatics Deal of the Week. For a limited time only, get two summer season adventure passes to Blue Mountain Resort for the price of one. That's only $99 for unlimited visits for two people to the Summit Aerial Park, Adventure Free Fall Tower, Outdoor Laser Tag, and Action Archery during the 2019 summer season. Check out the spectacular views at 1,345 feet at Blue Mountain Summit Aerial Park, zipline down a thrilling 500 feet at Adventure Park, and so much more. You won't want to miss out on a summer of adventure at Blue Mountain Resort. Get this exclusive offer now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Hurry, supplies are limited.
The crack of the bat. The thrill of a long fly ball. You know what that means. It's time to swing on in to Delilah's. Philly's number one baseball headquarters. Before, during, or after the game. Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, is on deck with great specials during all home games. Featuring Coors Light, but it doesn't stop there. Join the world's most beautiful showgirls for happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. A complimentary gourmet buffet 7 days a week from 5 to 7 p.m. And late night dining until 1 a.m. Delilah's is just minutes from the stadium complex with ample free parking. As always, admission is free after the game with proof of attendance or your hotel key. You and your crew looking to knock it out of the park? Reserve a table for bottle service today by calling 215-625-2800. That's 215-625-2800. Or visit Delilahs.com.
Sports Talk from Mount Laurel and all of Burlington County.
97.5. The Fanatic. Nice.
I got 99 problems. This bullpen is one. I'm not even going to say hit me because the Braves did that enough tonight. I got to tell you guys about FanFest. Hopefully at that point the Phillies will be comfortably in first place and not where they are now, 2.5 games out after the loss tonight. FanFest is back. August 24th, Xfinity Live, 1 to 5 p.m. Tickets are free, but you have to have a ticket to get in. It's 18 and older. I know we get a lot of questions about that. Can I bring my kid? No, you cannot. He's got to be 18 or have a fake ID. No, I'm just kidding. I don't condone that. I don't condone that. And they'll catch you, too. Some of the FanFest events so far, all of our Fanatic hosts on site, as well as Sal Powell, Ron Jaworski, Eric Carabel, Tom McGinnis, Mark Zumoff. Bikini Beach is back. It's a tropical oasis built in the middle of the Xfinity Live parking lot created by Elite Landscaping of Berlin, New Jersey. Plus, there will be a very special feature added to the beach this year. Lamborghinis, Ferraris, courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles Luxuries Rentals. Two mobile escape rooms, Houdini's Challenge and Immunity Quest, both by One Exit Mobile Escape Rooms for a great team-building experience like no other. Visit them at OneExitMobileEscapeRoom.com. Golf Simulator from Linfield National Golf 364 with a closest to the pin contest. One lucky listener, this is the best thing we got, in my opinion. One lucky listener is going to win a football trip for two to the away game in Miami with Anthony Gargano, including flight, hotel, cruise around Miami, pregame tailgate, and tickets courtesy of PhillySportsTrips.com. Plus, we are giving away a Wave Runner courtesy of DHY Motorsports. Some of our FanFest partners include Family and Company Jewelers, Club Risqué, Armor Metals and Recycling, and the U.S. Army. And special thanks to our FanFest exclusive automotive partner, Turnersville Dodge Jeep, Chrysler, and Ram. Online at turnersvillejeep.com and DHY Motorsports. Make summer funner on a Wave Runner. Shop GHY.com, the area leader for everything power sports. That's a mouthful. Let's get back to the Phillies game. Let's go to Jack in San Antonio. Jack, please tell me you did not watch that game in San Antonio.
Yes, I did watch in San Antonio. However, I did watch on the Braves Network, and they were
confident that they would come back and beat us.
Yeah, you
but
see
I
why.
I'm calling about your insistence that the Phillies have a better team than the Braves.
Yeah, I think position by position,
I don't see how you can make that claim. Third base, you take Donaldson or you take our number eight hitter who's sitting on the bench right now. Second base, you take Albies or do you take Hernandez? First base, do you take Freeman or you take Hoskins? Left field, do you take this rookie sensation or you take this guy we have, Jay Bruce, just came over? Acuna in center or you take Kingery? Now, you might get a slight edge with Harper in right field, and I'll take a definite Phillies edge with the catcher. Now, you take even Harper. You take out his MVP season, the guy averages 24 home runs and 70 RBIs a year. The guy, if he's $330 million, I don't know who's paying it. I don't. Where do you get this? The Phillies are better than the Braves.
You make good points. I think they're better. I think they're a better team. They've been in first place pretty much the entire season. I might be. You might be very right, Jack. But I'm looking at a team that their offense has not clicked yet. They've been dealing with injuries. They would have won this game handedly. Their offense wasn't the issue tonight. Their bullpen was the issue. And we all know why their bullpen's an issue. It's because they're all injured.
But, the problem with Neris is the guy throws a split finger. Instead of using his fastball to get the hitter behind in the count, he uses his split finger, which is a pitch, if you throw it well, which he doesn't, it's an unhittable pitch because it's never a strike. But his are a strike. They're hanging split fingers. And that's what's killing him.
Well, tonight, but he's pitched really well this season. He's got a 2.76 ERA. That's after tonight's loss.
Go. You're looking at the ERA. You're looking at all the times when everything went
I'm looking at one blown save the entire season. It was tonight.
Well, how about the times he was in and it wasn't a save situation and he got raked?
How many times has that been this season? Tell me.
Well, it's been a few.
I mean, I need numbers though. I mean, I don't have them to defend my case, and you don't have them to make your case. But I'm looking at Hector Neris like he's been pretty good this season. He's been a really good
pitcher.
What do
you think about my point as the split finger is supposed to be the put-away pitch, not yes. the pitch you throw and fall behind to an over
well,
and designed to be balls.
And Jack, and thanks for the phone call, man, and I'll let you go a little bit there. To your point, though, look, Neris at times, and he did it tonight, relies way too heavily on his split finger. He gets split finger happy. Now, I'd have to go back and watch the game and watch and see how many times he's shaking JT off. Because maybe it's on him, maybe it's on JT Realmuto just calling the split finger time and time again. And we can't forget about that. It's not always the pitcher just relying heavily on the pitch. Sometimes it's the pitcher having faith in the catcher, and the catcher just calling that pitch over and over again. And once again, I don't know. I don't know the answer to this. I literally have to go back and watch and see, is he shaking him off, is he not? With that said, he relies too heavily on it. At times, he did it tonight. Yes, you're right. The split finger should be the put-away pitch. You should set these guys up with a fastball. Looking at the offense, though, and their lineups, yeah, look, the Braves lineup, and I think we all knew this coming in the season, the Braves is going to be your toughest competition for the division. At least in my opinion, it was going to be. Because that Nationals team, God bless them, they're trying. Not good enough. And when you go and you look position by position, yeah, they're very, very good. You saw that tonight. You saw their offense claw back into the game. You also saw Philly's offense that hasn't hit their stride yet this season score 8 runs. And to Jack's point about, the Bryce Harper averaging 70 RBIs, that's with another team. You can't forget that. It's with another team. So he brings up the 70 RBIs, and I bring up the ERA, and he says, well, now you're looking at the stats. You can't have it both ways. Now, he's worth $330 million because he brings a lot of eyeballs to your team. It's not just about what he brings to the, on the field. He brings a lot of money and revenue to your organization. You've already seen that. I'm not here to criticize the Bryce Harper contract because he's going to be here for 13 years. He's played, I guess about as well as I would have expected. I didn't expect MVP Bryce Harper. With that said, though, he's hitting out of the two-hole tonight. He hit a key home run for you. And if they end up winning this game, I don't think anyone's complaining about Bryce Harper tonight. So, their lineup has really done what they've done this season by winning games without their entire lineup really gelling. And, the Jay Bruce in left field thing, he was supposed to be a bench bat. Unfortunately, McCutchen ends up tearing out his knee. They're dealing with injuries. I think this team is going to be drastically different than the team that you see today in terms of like August 1st. August 1st, the day after the deadline, you're going to see a different team. You might see a new center fielder. Because for me, at least, Mikel Franco has hit himself probably off this team, or at least on the bench. Then you put Kingery at third base. You get an actual center fielder in here. But Adam Haseley comes up. He's supposed to be the guy. He's supposed to be the center fielder, right? The young, up-and-coming, former first-round pick. I think he was drafted eighth overall out of Virginia. He's hit at pretty much every level. He was supposed to be the guy who advanced quickly through the system because of his bat. Immediately gets injured. That's just the way it's going for this team. That doesn't make this loss any less heartbreaking, but there's an explanation for it. Do you think that this team would have lost if they had a healthy bullpen? I say no. I say they don't lose this game. But it doesn't make this loss any easier to take. They lost. They're 2.5 games back. And yes, maybe it is rose-colored glasses. Who knows? But I do think that this team is better than the Atlanta Braves. And I think that come October, this Phillies team is going to be in first place and the Braves will be in second. It's just a question of, will the Braves end up making the playoffs via a wild card? They're a very good team, the Atlanta Braves. I got to think this offense is eventually going to click. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Mike in Fox Chase, who wants to talk about the topic of the Sixers. Mike, you're on the Fanatic.
Pat, I originally called to talk about the Phillies, and then you went on a little bit of a rant.
I did. I got really heated.
But I loved it, because I think we're around the same age. I actually called you before. I met your dad. I'm a social worker, so I was working part-time at a Perkins. I met your dad one time.
Oh, yeah. He loves Perkins, man. Yeah, anytime I go visit my dad, he's like Tiger Woods. Where do you want to go, Dad? Perkins.
This is like a year ago. I needed some extra money. I'm a drug and alcohol counselor. Got a raise, so I don't have to do that anymore. But long story short, I called to talk about the Phillies. I didn't even watch the end of the game. I had a crazy work week. Picked my girlfriend up, so we're going to go Panera. I don't drink or anything. So I looked at my phone. I said, "You got to be kidding me!" And I turn on your radio show, and I think, I don't know, like, you just resonated with me, like, with this whole. You called Chipper Jones Larry. I started cracking up. I'm 30. I guess we're around the same age.
Yep, I'm 32. Temple, yep.
I'm a Temple grad just like you. I also get pissed off at the city for not supporting the only Division I football team in the city, and they gravitate towards Penn State and Notre Dame and take up our stadium when they come into town. So I could go on, but I also agree with you about, like, I didn't see the Michael Strahan running thing. I grew up with those guys beating each other's brains in and hating Michael Strahan. So, like, I feel you, brother. Like, you got me on this whole other level, and it just made me think of the Sixers. And really, like, the Phillies game, I don't know if you're more frustrated because Toronto won the NBA Finals last night, too, because that's how I feel. Because I feel like the Sixers blew a golden opportunity to win an NBA title. They could have this entire team come back next season. And the league's not going to be set up like it was this year.
Yeah, it's not. The East is going to be drastically different.
Right, and everything, we saw it with the Eagles in 2018. Everything has, in that 2018 Super Bowl, everything has to break your way. We beat a Brady team that Brady threw for 500 yards. Just every play that went our way in the Falcons game, everything has to break. And the Sixers had that shot this year. And it kind of annoyed me on Twitter. It is a cesspool. You go on there, oh, I'm happy for Toronto. I'm not happy for Toronto with Milwaukee. They left game four, get out of their hands. And game seven, it was just atrocious to have those shot clock violations. So I was extremely frustrated when I turned on your show and looked at my phone after having a nice little meal to find out the Phillies had blown that game.
Yeah.
I think, oh, they got this thing. I can turn this off. It's 1 of 162. But to go back to the last gentleman, that just made me even more upset because he didn't really go tit for tat with you fairly. He kind of glossed over Freddie Freeman and Royce Hoskins. Couple different position battles that could go either way with the Phillies and Braves. And I do believe the difference between this season and last season is, yes, we have a better bullpen. Guys are hurt. They'll be back. And, yes, this lineup is much better, even with the injuries and the Herrera situation. This team is deeper and built to go further than the last year's team that just completely collapsed after the All-Star
break. Yep.
So I do think the Phillies are the better team than the Braves. I think you can make an argument at positions, but I think his arguments, he wanted to play with stats that benefited his argument to kind of debunk your argument. But you got, like you said, you can't have it both ways. And you can't just Glant over Hopkins.
Yeah.
Freeman.
And Mike, thanks for the phone call, man. I'm up against it. And by the way, I don't want to rip Jack, because literally hosts do that. Like hosts will use a stat here to make their argument and ignore a stat over here. So like it goes both ways. Hosts do that, callers do that. But you know, to Mike's point, yeah, look, the NBA finals last night ending probably does have something to do with how mad I am about this Braves loss. Because you look ahead and you go, okay, now basketball is completely over. And yeah, we're going to look to the off season, but basketball is over. Now I can turn all my attention, all my focus to the only sport that is playing right now, meaningful games, the Phillies. I can focus on the Phillies. Okay. All right. Let's go. And I've been focusing on the Phillies the entire season, but now it's like all my attention is on the Philadelphia Phillies, who are a game and a half back. You have the game. You let them off the hook, to quote Danny Green. You had the game and you blew it. And that is so frustrating when you're doing it against a divisional opponent. I don't care if you're banged up or not. That's, to me, it's inexcusable. You can't lose that game. And I expect them to, honestly, once again, might be rose-colored glasses, might be just, you know, the cockeyed optimist. I'm expecting them to come out and win tomorrow. But today hurts so bad. Because you had a chance to come out of this series on top and regain that crown in the NL East. And now you're looking at it, all right, we're 2.5 games out. There's no way to come out of this on top. The best case scenario, you're going to be a half game out. 610-632-0975. Steve, I'm going to hit you next. You're from Atlanta. Is he a Phillies fan, do you know? Braves fan? Steve, I'll get to you next, man, because I'm so sorry, because having to leave a game with a bunch of people around you tomahawk chopping, that must be the worst situation in the world. Just traveling. Oh, geez. Okay, Steve, just sit tight, man. I want to hit you as soon as we're done breaking. It's Pat Egan with you until midnight on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information.
Guys, do you have trouble going the distance? Do you crescendo too soon? Arrive at the party too early? Is your alphabet A, B?
Oops.
Does your firecracker go off before the fourth? Then you need to go quick as a bunny to 4hims.com. Because 4hims offers treatments for PE and access to doctors who can evaluate you for prescription options. And right now, get started for just $10. No in-office doctor's visits, no trips to the pharmacy, no high prices. Just the help you want to keep going and going and going and going.
Hurry to 4hims.com and slow down. To get started at this incredible $10 price, go to 4hims.com/above. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/above. forhims.com/above.
How do I adjust the thermostat again?
With your phone.
My phone?
Or your tablet.
My tablet?
Or just ask Alexa.
Who's Alexa?
Control your thermostat with your phone, tablet, or Alexa with the connected thermostat from Pierce Phelps Bryant. They'll do whatever it takes to keep your system simple and affordable, including great financing offers up to 72 months subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com.
Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones, and if you're shopping for a new car, you need to check out the Hyundai Shopper Assurance Program. They are redefining the way people shop for a car, giving you information immediately, upfront, in person, and online. They're aiming to save you time, and honestly, they just make shopping for a new car as much fun as driving the thing. Well, almost. Check it out today. Hyundai Shopper Assurance. Car shopping made better. Available at participating dealerships. Visit HyundaiUSA.com/Shopper Assurance for more details.
Trojan Man, answering questions from every sex-having human. He leads us like an erotic GPS, navigating us to better sex. Don't be embarrassed, don't be shy. Trojan Man's always here to reply.
It's a big sexy world. Trojan condoms. Explore with confidence.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill.
Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPads, iPhones, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. The perfect gift for the new high school or college graduate. They have a one-year warranty so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to Experimac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Buy your graduate what they really want and save money too. Keyword search Experimac Cherry Hill. Experimac, Route 70 East, Cherry Hill.
Hey, this is Trey Thomas here for my friends at DHY Motorsports in Deptford, New Jersey. Summer's more fun on a Yamaha Wave Runner. Check out the 2019 Yamaha EXR, perfect for entry-level riders, or the FX Series for more experienced riders that raises the bar of luxury. See DHY's lineup of Wave Runners and show off your ride at DHY's next bike night, Monday, June 17th at 6 p.m. Register to win tickets to FanFest and a Wave Runner of your own. Go fast, go now. Go to DHY Motorsports, 1300 Clements Bridge Road in Deptford, New Jersey, online at DHY.com.
What's the one thing we love in this town? We love our sports. We love our baseball, our football, our basketball, our hockey. You've been around this town long enough, you know all there is to know about sports. You love listening to the games on the radio. You love talking about the sports to your friends. So why not do it on the air? Why not be a part of the history? So what are you waiting for? Go check out the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. They have a campus in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. On the web at gocsb.com. Go set up a studio tour. Go see what the school is about. See if you have what it takes to be part of the historical moments that are all over the sports in this town. You know what I'm talking about. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. They have been putting people like you and like me in broadcast media for years. Check them out on the web, gocsb.com. Reserve your seat for that next studio tour. Classes are starting for day and evening in July, so you better hurry up. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, reinventing training in broadcast media.
Fanatic Fan Fest is on Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. Brought to you by Ron Jaworski Golf, the Philadelphia Soul, memorabilia for charities, and Betty's Bounces. Visit them at bettysbounces.com. That's B-E-T-T-E-S, bounces.com for all of your party rentals.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, I got to tell you guys about the Fanatic deal of the week. For a limited time only, get two summer season adventure passes to Blue Mountain Resort for the price of one. That's only $99 for unlimited visits for two people to the Summit Aerial Park, adventure-free fall tower, outdoor laser tag, and action archery during the 2019 summer season. Get this exclusive offer now at 97.5thefanatic.com. I want to get to Steve. Steve, you're in Atlanta. You're leaving the game. I'm so sorry, man.
Nah, actually, we're on the way there for the Saturday and Sunday game.
Okay, so you didn't end up. Okay, all right.
Thank God.
That's a lot better, man. Because I've had to leave Phillies games before, back in like 2000, the early 2000s when their team was terrible. Being surrounded by those fans doing the tomahawk chop, it's the worst feeling in the world.
And it's racist.
It is. It is. And they just but they're not going to stop doing it.
I mean, I do got to say, I love the fact that when you talked about Philly killers, you didn't say Chipper, you said Larry.
I won't ever call him by his stupid nickname because it's stupid. Grow up. Your name's Larry. Your mama named you Larry. I'm calling you Larry.
And he had to hold Gabe accountable for his stupid decisions. No, namely pinch hitting for Velasquez after the seventh when you clearly could have stretched him out. No outs, or two outs, nobody on. Why not just let him go up and bat?
He's not, I think at that point you're getting more runs. I didn't have a problem with it because Vince Velasquez has been up and down as a reliever. Albeit he comes in for literally one out. He doesn't end up getting that out. He ends up getting an out, but he ends up also giving up a run in the process. I'm probably the wrong guy to call, Steve, because I actually don't hate Gabe. I think he's done a decent job, but there are still growing pains. You saw them tonight. My biggest one was not walking Brian McCann when you had a base open. I think that was a bigger one.
Absolutely.
But look, he's still, you got to remember, he's still a year and a half into the job. He still has some growing to do as a manager. With that said, though, to his credit, he spent pretty much the entire season in first place. They're not in first place now, obviously. They're 2.5 games out. But for all the injuries and, for the Odubel Herrera situation that happened and all that, he's done, in my opinion at least, I think he's done a pretty decent job when you actually step back and look at, okay,
he had a lot of adversity in the terms of all the injuries, but they were still winning series. Now, with that said, this next month is going to be huge for Gabe Kapler because the pro Gabe people like me could quickly switch if they end up coming out of this next month of games who are you're playing nothing but divisional opponents and you end up dropping a ton of series and next thing you know you could very well be 10 games out. And that's going to be huge.
I agree.
All right, Steve, thanks for the phone call, man. Have fun in Atlanta. Hopefully they end up taking 2 out of 3. I guess it's time for, what, as Joe Torti says, one more thing, right? I guess we'll continue that tradition alive. Imagine a world where you go see a movie called The Wolf of Wall Street, and you decide to go see, and by the way, this is like an Oscar-winning movie, so I'm assuming a lot of people out there have seen it, and you decide to go see this movie, not with your girlfriend, not with your boys, you decide to go see this movie with mom and dad, and Margot Robbie is doing Margot Robbie things in that movie, and the cocaine is out, and the lewds get the lewds, and you're having to do this while sitting next to your mom, chomping on popcorn. And you messed up because you actually had the audacity to think, well, Michael Douglas was in the first one. By the way, he wasn't. So it's probably a lot like that. Josh Rabick, explain yourself.
Okay, first off, I did not think that I was actually going to see the Michael Douglas Wall Street movie. I just used that as a reference point because I'm thinking of all these awards that this movie's, you know, going to be up for. It's Leonardo DiCaprio. And I didn't know who Margot Robbie was at that point. That was kind of like the big movie with her. So it was between that or Anchorman 2.
Yeah, but did you at least see the trailers? I mean, it was rated R.
Yeah, I saw it was rated R. I thought it was probably because they were doing some illegal, you know, like insider trading or something like that. That's why you thought it was rated R. quite possibly. But you want to know the movie it came down to? It came down to that and Anchorman 2. And I thought, you know what?
With mom and dad.
Yeah, with mom and dad, I don't think I want them seeing some of that Will Ferrell Anchorman comedy.
I'm just not going to the movies that day with mom and dad. I'm letting mom and dad do their own thing. Was that
the
worst movie decision you've ever made?
By far. Because the first scene, one of the first things you see is Leonardo and I'm sure some nice lady getting into some extracurriculars and your mom's right next to you.
Yeah.
And I get really like bashful when there's like any type of love scene, even if it's quick, with my mom in the same room as me.
I went to go see Knocked Up with my mom, but I was 17. I could have snuck in, I could have tried, but I don't think it would have worked because, you know, I look like I'm 12 years old. That was uncomfortable. I can't imagine Wolf of Wall Street because you've got Margot Robbie up there who is, for me, probably top two, and your mom's over there like, pass the popcorn, and you're like, I can't pass the bucket right now. That's, oh my God.
It's a moment I should have enjoyed, that all those Margot Robbie scenes I should have enjoyed, and all I got out of it was my mother and I's relationship changing forever.
Yeah. And by the way, did you ever bring it up? Did you ever bring up the uncomfortable fact of this movie?
Oh no.
Did you just speak of it?
Yeah, the credits rolled and it was uncomfortable silence. Walking to the car ride, getting home. I just, yep.
Nobody's like, hey, so what you think of the 3-hour movie? And you know from the jump street, you're like, as soon as that movie starts, you're like, it's 3 hours. This is not going to be the only extracurricular activities, as we say.
Oh, my dad took advantage of it because as soon as we got in the car, he started laughing. He thought it was the funniest thing in the world, but...
And your mom is in there, that was disgusting.
Yeah, we don't talk about girls with mom, and we don't talk about nude girls with mom.
Mama Rabick. God bless you. Well, I guess that's Torti usually has better one more things, admittedly. He usually has some news story he, you know, found. I have Josh Rabick going to see Wolf of Wall Street thinking, well, Michael Douglas was in the first, so can't be that bad. And next thing you know, he's got to do this next to his mother. That's so awkward. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I would thank people on Twitter, but it's, as I said, it's a cesspool. I don't even want to open my mentions. Probably just going to ignore most of them. But I appreciate you guys at least voting. I will be on tomorrow from 7 to 10 p.m. after D-line. I'm sure we'll get into more of Sixers free agency and the Phillies' frustrating loss today. And thank you to my producer, Josh Rabick. And
you got it, dude.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.